This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when it does appear that agreement is at hand on at least one item of federal spending that most people, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, everybody can agree on. We need to do something about fixing up our infrastructure, and they're doing what some people are calling a skinny bill, not with the grand definitions of infrastructure that Joe Biden would want, where it includes things like preschool, like child care for young parents, and a junior college for free. And no, those things are not in the bill, apparently. But we will find out more, and we will bring you news on that when we can. And when that news breaks and those specifics are put forward. There was also an election last night that I do think has some specific lessons that people should pay attention to. And they're not the simplistic lessons that people in the media want to put forward. Oh, it's a win for Trump. It's a loss for Trump. It's not all about Trump. This is about the future of the Republican Party, because the election result was a pretty big surprise. We talked about that election in the 6th Congressional District in Texas yesterday. We'll bring you the very latest from that. And there is more about this drive, and it's a very potent American drive to avoid remaxing, to avoid renewed restrictions on the way that people behave, or avoid closing down restaurants and the ability to actually eat your food in public places and the rest of it. So what's the best way to do that, to avoid those restrictions? We will get to that question. Well, the answer is pretty clear. We will get to that question coming up, and also Google's new policy to require vaccinations for on-campus workers. We will get to that as well at the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First off, there's a good guy who describes himself proudly as a Reagan Republican, who, by the way, is a graduate of Annapolis with high honors, spent 20 years in the Navy. During his 20 years in the Navy as a pilot, he was deployed 9 times to Afghanistan or Iraq. That's an honorable record of service. He is a member of the Texas legislature and part of the conservative Republican caucus in the Texas legislature. And he won. Now, this is not a shock. It's holding a Republican seat. What had happened was the previous winner of that seat was a congressman named Wright, who had died of COVID. He also was suffering from cancer. But the state representative, Jake Elsey, decided to run for his seat. So did Congressman Wright's widow. President Trump very publicly endorsed the widow. He provided his organization in the last 3 days of the campaign. He pumped $1.2 million into her campaign, which is a great deal of money in a congressional race at the last moment. He put out a robocall to all the district's Republicans, personal robocall. And despite the fact that Susan Wright had been expected to win, she didn't. She lost by, I think the final count is 9 points. It was not a close race. Here is what the representative-elect, Jake Elsey, this commander in the U.S. Navy, and retired. He's now a commercial pilot. That was his job before he got to the Texas legislature. Here is what he said in his victory speech. Clip one.
We have a mission ahead of us once again. I'm honored to be on this mission. I'm honored that you would entrust me with your vote and your decision. desire to send me to Washington, D.C. to represent the good people of this district. And one of the things that we've seen from this campaign is a positive outlook, a Reagan Republican outlook for the future of our country is what the people of the 6th District really, really want.
Okay, Dave Weigel of the Washington Post was on NBC, and he was one of the relatively few people actually who were talking about LZ's win in more meaningful terms. Of course, I'm sure it was a disappointment to President Trump. He campaigned earnestly for the opponent, but they lost. And here is what Dave Weigel said about why and what it indicates. Clip 15.
The hubristic decision of Trump to endorse Wright, who he didn't know very well, to put some skin in the game without a commitment that the campaign was going to run hard, which it really didn't. She did not do many interviews, didn't do many events. He invested in something with a strategy that really did not make sense, and I think some people are surprised today. If they talked to Rick Perry a week ago, he was saying this is going to happen. The president just made a bad decision. Of course, he blames people near the president, not the president himself, for making that call.
Okay, the problem was that other local Texas Republicans who knew both candidates, like a former governor and former energy secretary, Rick Perry, he endorsed LZ. And Dan Crenshaw, a rising star in the Republican Party in Texas, a great member of Congress, he endorsed LZ. They're both obviously Navy veterans, because Dan Crenshaw being a former Navy SEAL. But this is not a setback for the conservative cause. I think it's a positive message for the conservative cause. In the last stages of the campaign, the campaigners for Susan Wright, and again, this followed something of a Trump playbook, tried to claim that Jake Elsey was a rhino. That electing this Reagan Republican whose entire record and career has been on conservative issues and as a Reagan Republican to say that he was a Republican in name only and he should be driven out of the party, there's a lesson here. And the lesson is that this was not a traditional primary election because they had a jungle primary because of this this basically special election that they had called, where they had a bunch of candidates, 20 of them, and the front-running candidate was the widow, Susan Wright, and then Jake Elsey was second. But that meant two Republicans. It was one Republican against another. And there's a lot of assumption here that Democrats put Elsey over the top because he is clearly somebody who's going to, I think, work more effectively with Democrats when he goes to Washington. Now, why would they vote for Elsey? Because he's a Reagan Republican? It's because the way the primary worked, there are only two Republicans there. This is the lesson and the important thing to keep in mind, is that all across the country, the fate of the Congress, the control of the Congress is going to be decided not by Republicans alone. It's going to be decided by Republicans and Democrats. And the idea that it should be treated as some kind of a crime if a candidate stands on conservative principles but speaks to the other side and actually wants to get votes from the other side, the idea that there's something wrong with that, the idea that somebody should be attacked as a rhino because he campaigns for people who might be independents or Democrats as well as rock-ribbed Republicans, that's a terrible mistake, and it's going to defeat the effort that I enthusiastically support by Republicans to take back the Congress of the United States, to take back the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate from the control of the Democrats. When we come back, of course, the Democrats have that kind of control right now. What actually are they doing about the current COVID crisis? And it's getting to be a crisis again. And does it make any sense? New mask guidelines, efforts at private industry, and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
I'm listening to everything you say.
Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or mypillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
And on the Michael Medved Show at the Medved History Store and on our website, michaelmedved.com, we are offering a very special sale that is going on for the next 30 days. And it's a sale that means that you can become a new Medhead Plus member. What does that mean? It means you not only get access to downloading, listening to the streaming version of our radio show, commercial free, anytime you want it, 24/7. You not only get that, but you get access to all of our downloads at the MedVed History Store, all of them for free, no cost at all. A MedHub Plus membership on this special sale is $79 per year. That comes to less than 22 cents a day. And you get access to our sets about the Revolutionary War, which is an almost hour-by-hour account, the Civil War, about Vietnam, about the origins of the war in the Middle East, about political campaigns, about cultural issues. Is America properly defined as a Christian nation? I argue that it is. You can get all of that from MedHead membership as a new MedHead Plus member at a cost, again, of less than 22 cents a day right now because of the discount. Go to michaelmedved.com or go to our history store, medvedhistorystore.com, and you can see some of those history offerings that would now be available to your MedHead Plus members for free. For people who want to upgrade, who are already MedHead members and want to upgrade to become a MedHead Plus member, it's also on sale right now, so that it would be a very minor cost to upgrade. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Okay. Google has announced that they're going to be requiring vaccinations for on-campus workers, and it's big news because they have so many of them. They have a workforce of more than 135,000 employees across more than a dozen states and 50 countries. And the CEO, Mr. Pichai, says Sundar Pichai, says that the workforce will have greater peace of mind in their workforces, workplaces at more than a dozen states and 50 countries as offices reopen. The offices are supposed to be all reopened in person by October. So it gives people some time to get their vaccines. Google will require all of its workers coming to campus to be vaccinated, joining a number of public and private enterprises taking new precautions as the highly infectious Delta variant of COVID-19 sweeps the U.S. and makes the U.S. again the leading center for new infections. There's also a new poll, which is extremely informative. It's from Axios Ipsos, and it suggests that about 7 out of 10 Americans are already vaccinated. About 3 out of 10, or 1 out of 3 if you prefer, are not vaccinated. And the 1 out of 3 are divided into various groups. The just under a fourth of the unvaccinated say they're somewhat likely to take the shots, but just haven't gotten around to it. The rest, a little more than half, said they're not at all likely to get vaccinated. And here's what they recommend at the end of the poll, and I think this is very important, about how you can get these people, that millions upon millions of Americans who are declining to get the vaccine, to actually do something. Chris Jacob Jackson, who is a vice president for Ipsos for public affairs, says the group that still says they're willing to get the vaccine but they haven't gotten it appears that's more about access to the vaccine. It's not necessarily convincing them that they should. It's showing them how they can. Okay? The second group, the one that's not very likely to get the vaccine, but is not necessarily a hard pass, they're skeptical about whether they need it. That's where the persuasion effort needs to be focused. They're potentially the ones where requirements, like what was just announced at Google, might be more effective to get them vaccinated. In other words, we had a caller like that. Why should I bother to get vaccinated? The answer, because then you will be able to go back to work without hassle. And also, I mean, the other answer that you have to give to people like that, why should I bother to do it, is why not? It's going to make... And again, if you have a problem with this, or there's some other approach that needs to be taken, you feel, to persuade people that you know to get vaccinated who know that they should, And there's a last group, and that's the last group that doesn't know that they should because they don't think they should. And it appears that their opposition to getting the vaccine, says Chris Jackson, is substantially ideological or has to do with their self-identity. Okay, how is their ideological objection to the vaccine? I don't understand that. What possible religious or political ideology would lead one not to get a vaccine that is offered to you where you're not compelled to get it, but you really should? It will only help you and help the community. And so really the only way that's going to be effective to move these people, says Chris Jackson, is if people who are seen to be part of their own group drive the movement to get this vaccine. That's why that suggestion that was made by that writer in the New York Times, I think, is such a solid suggestion of getting President Obama, who has many, many people, millions of people who admire him, and President Trump, who has millions of people who admire him, getting them to cut a public service ad together and to talk about it. Fauci was asked about the CDC's new mask guidelines. And here's what he said. This is 4A.
2 months ago, 60 days ago, the CDC came out with the recommendation that individuals who are vaccinated do not need to wear masks indoors or outdoors. Something has changed, and what has changed is the virus. The CDC hasn't changed, and the CDC hasn't really flip-flopped at all. What's happened is that when that earlier recommendation was made, we were dealing predominantly with the Alpha variant. And the Alpha variant, when you look at individuals who are vaccinated, that the level of virus in the nasopharynx of vaccinated people who might get a breakthrough infection, that the level of virus was really very low, indicating that it would be extremely unlikely that a vaccinated person who happened to get infected, and that happens because the vaccine is certainly not 100% effective, that would be very unlikely that they would transmit. However, now we are dealing with the Delta variant, which is really quite a lot more transmissible than the Alpha variant.
And so where do we go in that dealing with Delta variants? And what happens next? Debate on Congress on this issue and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
I'll be back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Wednesday in Pennsylvania. The president delivering remarks at the Mack Trucks Lehigh Valley Operations Manufacturing Facility in Macungie, Pennsylvania. The president saying the economy is recovering from the coronavirus pandemic due to the American Rescue Plan.
We brought this economy back from the brink. Checks in people's pockets, shots in people's arms. Tax cuts for working families with children. We designed our strategy not only to provide a temporary boost, but to lay the foundation for a long-term boom that brings everyone along.
The Senate will vote Wednesday evening on moving forward on a bipartisan infrastructure agreement after negotiators reached a deal on key issues. That's according to Republican negotiator Rob Portman of Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Michael Medved Show.
Oh, that's really good.
On the Michael Medved Show, President Biden, according to the Wall Street Journal, President Biden is expected to announce tomorrow that his administration will require federal employees to get vaccinated or be regularly tested for COVID-19. The move would represent the latest effort by the administration to address the highly transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus. A person familiar with the situation said no decision had been finalized and the policy is still under review. But the person said the administration is also strongly considering more stringent masking protocols for unvaccinated federal workers. Such policies could affect millions of workers, depending on which category of employees were included. And in terms of people being masked, even when they have gotten vaccinated, even when they're fully vaccinated, Dr. Fauci claimed that it's not the CDC that was changing its message. It was the virus that was changing. And I think more accurately, what he could say is, yes, the CDC changed its message. They obviously did. But they did so in response to very changed circumstances because this Delta virus is so much more transmissible. In other words, with the Alpha strain, which was the first part of the virus, you could be sitting across from someone in the subway, say, and if you weren't on for many, many stops, if you were on for one or two stops, fine, no problem. But now with the new virus, because of the new viral load that they have, it's much more transmissible. And Dr. Fauci went on to explain also why the breakthrough infections, that the idea that people get infected even after they get vaccinated, are so much more dangerous. This is clip 4B.
The data
are clear, the most recent data, that when a person gets infected who has been vaccinated, namely a breakthrough infection, and they get infected with the Delta variant, that the level of virus in their nasopharynx is about 1,000 times higher than with the Alpha variant. And it has been well documented that even though it's a rare occurrence, those individuals can and have transmitted the virus to uninfected individuals. And for that reason, the recommendations and the guidelines have been changed to say that if you are vaccinated, even though you are vaccinated, you are in an indoor public setting in an area of the country with a high degree of viral dynamics, namely the red and orange sections on the CDC chart, then you need to wear a mask, even though you are vaccinated.
Okay, I think that kind of explains it, or at least the thinking of the CDC now. By the way, this virus mutates, it changes all the time, the dangers change all the time, and the idea that there would be some different update or different policy from the CDC, part of their job is to be on the scene adjusting to the realities as the realities on the ground and in our lives and health change. Let's go to Ryan in Salt Lake City, who I had the privilege of meeting a couple of weeks ago when I spoke at the Reagan Library. Ryan, great to talk to you on the phone.
Hi, Michael. Thank you. It was a pleasure to meet you after listening to you for almost 20 years here on the radio.
Thank you.
I think I might speak for a lot of, I feel, rational, reasonable-minded conservatives. I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any stretch. I don't think there's microchips. I don't think those in power are mean to do us harm. I think all the public health officials are doing the best they can with an unprecedented situation. So I get all that. I'm one of those you would probably call vaccine hesitant. I'm not resistant necessarily. I may get it here at some point. But my biggest question, and I'd like your take on this, is I understand that millions of Americans have already got the virus and there's been no side effects, anything like that. But what we don't have are any long-term data on the virus. It was an emergency use approval, not FDA approved. Now, with that said, I'm not very concerned that there's going to be any long-term effects. My concern is minimal. But when I'm comparing that against, I'm also not very concerned that I'm going to contract the virus, or that if I do, it will be symptomatic, or that if I do have that, I'm relatively young and healthy. My survival rate is 99.987, whatever it is. So I'm not really hugely concerned about either scenario, but those are the two things that I'm weighing against each other.
Okay, let me just speak to the second one first, because I think that's the easiest. You're a family guy. You have a bunch of kids, don't you?
I do.
Okay, well, thank God. God bless you for that. That probably means you have a bunch of older people in your life, too, who are far more vulnerable to the virus than you are.
We have grandparents, yes.
Okay, and probably other older people of your acquaintance. And see, the idea that you may not get sick and die or even need to be hospitalized if you got COVID, and that might be true for your kids, but it's not necessarily true for your kids' teachers. It's not necessarily true for the grandparents. It's not necessarily true for uncles and aunts and people you're going to want to have over into your house. It's not going to be true for people in your church. And
understood and fully agreed. I guess my challenge to that would be all those people, I would encourage them to get the vaccine. And if the vaccine is as effective as is being touted, their concern should be minimal of catching it from me if they've been vaccinated.
Yes, except the problem is that with what is going on right now, with many people having these breakthrough cases, and the breakthrough cases are much more common with the Delta variant than they were before. The one thing also then about, so why take the vaccine if the vaccine isn't going to protect all those people completely? You take the vaccine because it means that the chances of someone getting the a breakthrough case or something like that, almost never does it lead to hospitalization. And almost never does it lead to death. You can be sick, but it's not the kind of sickness that killed. And I just keep coming back to that. 69,000 people yesterday around the world. That's a crisis. That means we still are in the midst of a pandemic. And as terms of your other question about waiting for the vaccine to be tested and to play itself out, the fact is that the reports have been so very encouraging about the lack of side effects, and this is around the world. That does that mean that there's no chance that you will get some kind of illness? The chances of getting a major instance like the blood clotting they were reporting earlier are so incredibly low. When you look at the numbers and you play the percentages, you tend to go in that direction. My guess, Ryan, is that given your responsibilities as a father and a husband and community member, and you'll end up making the decision to take that 5 or 10 minutes of your life and get the vaccine. And thank you for calling, and thanks again for the tenor of the conversation too. We just got an email that's interesting. It's from Lewis, and I'll read it to you. Unexpurgated, the real deal. Lewis is in Longview, Washington. He says 140 Capitol Police injured on January 6th. Over 2,000 police injured during 2020 riots. Actually, PolitiFact, which is usually pretty good, says officers who were injured, reported by the New York Post, very conservative pro-Trump paper, cited that there were 700 law enforcement officers. So what Lewis says is okay, why all this attention to the people injured in the Capitol riot? Federal hearings by Congress, but they didn't do any hearings about the other officers who were injured during the BLM riots. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
You is the grooviest.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's an email that we're responding to about, and the email's from Lewis in Longview, Washington. He says, 140 Capitol police injured on January 6th. Over 2,000 police injured during 2020 riots, and as I mentioned, it's not quite 2,000. It's a lot, according to PolitiFact and the New York Post. And citing the U.S. Department of Justice, there were more than 700 law enforcement officers who were injured on the job during nationwide protests in the months following George Floyd's death. So that's a lot, but that's a whole bunch of different protests, so that when you're talking about a total of 700, I don't think there were any of those riots, individual riots, where more than 100 were injured. Again, the contrast isn't quite as stark as you might put out, Lewis. In any event, where is the investigation surrounding the 2020 riots? The January 6th investigation is strictly Democrat political BS designed to try to make Trump and the GOP look like criminals. You are simply an idiot if you refuse to make the relationship between the two sets of police injuries. There is nothing unique about the Capitol Police versus other local police except for politics. Lewis, you're just wrong. There is something unique about the Capitol Police. They are paid for and responsible to and part of the federal government. One of the first things you learn in law school is that we don't have a single legal system, really. We have parallel legal systems that are local, state, and federal. And a federal court or a federal investigation would involve a federal problem. Now, if there were evidence, and there is some, that the riots in the different cities were part of a federal effort to disturb the peace, if they wanted to try to have the Justice Department, and this, of course, occurred under President Trump's watch, and he didn't, the Trump Justice Department did not start a major investigation over deliberate riots being centered around the country. That would have been appropriate for a federal investigation. But if you talk about somebody who gets injured by a riot in Minneapolis, for instance, and there were cops who were injured in Minneapolis riots, or in Portland every week, every day, those are, unless they're attacking a federal courthouse, those are state and local matters. That's who's going to follow up on the prosecution. And again, when you're attacking the federal government, when it's all concentrated on one day, and there's another aspect of it. This was a cause,
marching up to the Capitol that did involve the President of the United States. He had asked the marchers to do it. And it led to the president's impeachment. I think it was right that the impeachment was turned away. It made no sense to impeach a president at the very end of his term. And but, again, are there still questions that are worth getting answers from President Trump, about what exactly he expected his supporters, those very loving and wonderful and patriotic supporters, who came to hear his rally and then followed his instructions and marched up to the Capitol building, what he expected them to do regarding the certification of the votes for President of the United States? Yeah, it's different. And again, we have never in the country's history had anything like this with an organized attempt that involved many high public officials to interfere with the certification of an election and to do so with a show of force. That never happened before. And I think it's serious. And so do the American people. And we will get some serious answers. And maybe they will be exculpatory and exonerating for President Trump. Fine. But the answers ought to be there. This can't be a question that is beyond discussion or where we simply say that the case is closed right now. Pam writes in from Richland, Washington. Michael, thank you for standing up for the police who were at the Capitol January 6th. You had a caller who said Democrats hate the police. This is not true. There are a few outspoken Democrats who have said foolish things about the police, and now all Democrats are cop haters. I'm a Democrat, and I appreciate the police and all they do. It is sad that all these untruths, like Republicans being called racist, get spread like wildfire. Just like Trump's lie that the election was stolen from him, and now our whole country is paying the consequences of Trump's lie. I think we would get further if we dropped the term lie, and I'll tell you why. Pam, the whole idea here is to move beyond that and to persuade people, as most people and most Republicans, the overwhelming majority really do understand that Biden won and Biden is the president and no, Trump is not going to be reinstated. It's Trump's groundless wish. Maybe that would be a more constructive term than lie. And this comes out now, and just another email. And again, since we are about to go into some of the latest about the Olympics, this might be actually a good way to set it up. There's a column that appeared in National Review entitled "The Olympics Are Stupid." We'll be talking to Kyle Smith, who wrote it. Bob in Bremerton, Washington, writes in. He says, I love your show, but I'm confused and curious about some of the religious talk. It seems like you know the mind of God. I've never heard a solid explanation of whether or not he has control of events. If you believe there is divine providence in historical events, where was God during the start of some of these horrible events? How can you have it both ways? Claiming God's intervention in a given event, but then why did he even allow it to happen? Does he cause an earthquake or a war, let time lapse, and then use his hand helping to heroically end it? If so, that's the weird workings of a madman magician. I don't have to do the answer to you, Bob. I'll tell you why not. The answer was done much better by a much better writer than me and a much, much greater man than me named Abraham Lincoln. Pick up the second inaugural address. I don't have it in front of me right now, but read it. Because Lincoln speculates in the second inaugural address that the war, which both sides had suffered from, was coming as payment for the crime of slavery. And that, just as it says in the Bible, that there will be justice, there will be punishment for great evil. Because slavery was such a profound evil, that unspeakably violent war, which of course would be at the very top of your list of dire events, was viewed by Lincoln as a potential example of divine providence, not as some kind of argument against it. Here is what Lincoln said. On the occasion corresponding to this 4 years ago, all thoughts were anxiously directed to an impending civil war. All dreaded it, all sought to avert it. While the inaugural address was being delivered from this place, devoted altogether to saving the Union without war, insurgent agents were in the city seeking to destroy it without war, seeking to dissolve the Union and divide the effects by negotiations. Both parties deprecated war, but one of them would make war rather than let the nation survive, and the other would accept war rather than let it perish. And the war came. And then there is more, where neither anticipated that the cause of the conflict might cease with or even before the conflict itself should cease. Each looked for an easier triumph and a result less fundamental and astounding. Both read the same Bible and prayed to the same God, and each invokes his aid against the other. It may seem strange that any men should dare to ask a just God's assistance in wringing their bread from the sweat of other men's faces. But let us judge not, that we be not judged. The prayers of both could not be answered. That of neither has been answered fully. And literally the next paragraph, the president goes on to say that that what happened is could be seen that that we would suffer, and he uses the term, till every drop of blood taken on the battlefield has compensated for every drop of sweat taken from the lash and blood taken from the crime of slavery. We'll get to the actual full point that Lincoln makes, because he makes it so incredibly well, as would be appropriate for the greatest president of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.